Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Koi Wedlock Podcast Show. Season greetings, everyone. Season greetings. Release Molly Lott. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I know you heard that song. Well, how everybody doing after the COVID-19, the pandemic year? How everybody doing getting back with family, regrouping, relieving, getting out, flying, training, boating, just getting fresh air after this pandemic? And they keep saying the new version of the pandemic is in hand, you know? But I think everything is okay, you know? You know why? Because they ain't panicking. They get on TV, they look calm and everything, and they say it's something, a new version of the COVID-19 is in Africa and all. Why is always in Africa? Why can't it be in any other country where it's white people? Always got to be where black people at. You know? But that's where time started, and that's where time going to end. Right in the Middle East, you know? It all started over there, and it's all going to end over there, you know? So, who I'm complaining about? Bet you didn't know that one, did you? That's right. Africa and the continents over there. That's where life begins. You know, it gets me because they still trying to find the Garden of Eden. But if God wants you to find the Garden of Eden, he would have left it there so you could find it. But he didn't want you to find it. It was destroyed. It was taken away. They was pushed out, the Garden of Eden was gone, and man is not going to find it. It's just that, okay? I don't know why the History Channel, Discovery Channel, and all those other crazy science channels talking about the Garden of Eden, they're still looking for it and all that. They're not going to find it, okay? Simple as that. I just hope everybody is doing a great, really great time, because I'm having a great time. I just had my first Thanksgiving with my son Michael, and hopefully really be my daughter-in-law really, very soon, because she's a really sweet little young lady, and I think she's the right person for Michael. And they're a cute couple, too. Really good, cute couple. And they remind me of me and their mother when we was young, you know, but more brighter. I think they got more sense than we did, too. Well, in fact, I know they got more sense than we did, because they don't have no children yet. So they got pretty more sense than we do. They living their life. They enjoying their life and all. I guess we're going to try to get this thing together so I can, we can go down to see the ball, the New Year ball fall. It would be an amazing experience for me, because I always wanted to do it with my children. Always wanted to do that, take them up there to see the ball. It's just not right to see it on TV. No, yeah, this being that cold and they're screaming with the other fans and all, watching the ball fall, and then all the music, all the stars down there and everything, it's more fun to watch it in live than watching on a big platinum piece of plastic man-made machine. I mean, it's good to be out with people, you know, especially after the pandemic. It's just better to watch it in live, you know, go there and watch it live, and we're more exciting. Well, my son said it's going to be a Christmas present from him to me, and Gotta find him a Christmas present and all. Plus his birthday coming up, so. Well, everyone. But Donald was right around the corner. Donald was never lost. Ashley is doing good. Is this still gotta find where Myra at, and of course Jessica. And Christmas will be very special if we can do that. Very, very special for me. And many, many more and more that comes. And then maybe one day all of us can go down there and watch the ball fall. You know, all six of us. Five kids and me. Six of us. And it would be an amazing thing. You know. I'm doing good, everyone. Doing excellent. Everything is ready to be paid. Got all my bills set up to be paid in the bank automatically. You know, doing good. Including the gas and electric. That's right. Including the gas and electric. All automatically set up to be paid. So, no more worries. And paying my own rent. And paying my own gas and electric. Cable is cool. And, of course, this little piece of junk Android phone that I have. Hopefully, I'll get an iPhone soon. One of the best phones in the world. You know. But hopefully, I get one again. But the world is spinning. Time is moving on. And here we go again. At the last month of the year. And just remember where you was at the beginning of the year. You know, still in the middle of COVID-19. Waiting for that third stimulus check. You know. That's where I was. Working January. Waiting for that third stimulus check. Getting ready for my tax returns. And all. And I remember 2021 when it came in. I was glad when 2020 was gone. Oh, I was glad. And then just pray that 2021, they'll get the Vaseline's out. And President Joe Biden would be one of the best presidents, like Obama and Clinton and JFK. But seem like he falls short of that, you know. So that's why I went to independent. You know, I had enough of Democrats and Republicans. I mean, you just watch C-SPAN. Just sit there and watch C-SPAN and all. And watch these airheads from both parties talk about this bill. Why they don't want it, why they want it. No. Republicans, they spend money too. Look at the war. Look at that war that went on. You know? That's where the Republicans' responsibility. They did that. It was Republican president when we went over there. So it was the Republican Party that started the war and should have bring back our soldiers. 20-year war. Who do that, Republicans? Who do that? And you talking about the Democrats are spending money? All they're doing is trying to build bridges and fix our bridges and stuff like that. Give moms and dads time off, pay leave off, you know, in case their loved ones get sick, like their fathers or brothers or sisters or children. Get paid time off. That's all they trying to do. You know? That's all they trying to do. But the airheads and this one, and I don't know what kind of person he looked like. He looked like one of those demons from both movies, Star Trek and Star Wars. You know? And only thing he won't let the the bill got on paid leave off, and he wouldn't accept that on the bill. I know, sound crazy, you know, and it called the bill back bill back better bill, and this one Democrat, he just won't accept the pay leave off. He want that off the bill. And he only put himself in the middle class or the poor class situation. Just come down here, live in the inner city, and just work paycheck to paycheck. And try to take care of your loved ones when they get sick, or when your wife or husband gets sick or pregnant, or your father or mother gets sick, ill, and you have to take pay leave off. Why can't you get paid for that? To pay this, so you won't fall behind on bills and stuff. That's all it is. So you won't be fall behind on bills, and you get pay leave off, and you'll be paid for it. And this crazy person, he won't let it stay on the bill. So I would ask everybody to keep up with that if you're interested and you're really into that. Keep up with it, because it's the talk of the town, you know. So I guess all the airheads is back at the Capitol, you know, Democrats and Republicans, eggheads, because they got yolk in their head. That's all they got, yolk in their head. And, you know, if you get tired of this, just get out of the Democrat and Republican Party. Just go independent, you know. That way, you'll be independent. You can vote for any party. You can say, on a ballot. When you go work for the president or governor or whatever, especially the city government. Now, this egghead mayor that we got, I don't know if he's too young, he don't know what he's doing, or whatever. I ain't been watching local news and everything, you know, so can't really talk about what he's been doing or not. But from the look like it, from the tales and the peeking, when I do watch the news and all, peeking local news, things seem like the same thing be going on with the other mayors before him. Same thing, nothing changed. This police commissioner, he supposed to come back from New Orleans up here to change everything in Baltimore. He wasn't a good commissioner, you know. He came from New Orleans up here trying to fix Baltimore. He ain't do a doggone thing. So I'm just asking all the people out there in the inner city in Baltimore, stop the crime. Stop the stupidness. Alright, just stop it, okay? Put down the guns. Pick up the hearts. Pick up the love, alright? It's easy. That's all you have to do. Love will conquer hate. Pick the guns down and pick the love up. Pick the drugs down and pick the love up. Get on your knees and say, God, please touch my heart. That's it. That's all you have to do. Come into my heart. I repent of my sins. And just tell him. And he will come. He will come to your town, your neighborhood, and he will fix everything. Your friends, your homeboys, and watch. Y'all, instead of carrying guns, y'all be carrying brooms to sweep the sidewalks. Y'all be outside doing community service without even the courts telling you to do it, you know. And I'm talking to the young kids, you know. So that's all I can do is ask you to spit it down all over the country too. Los Angeles, Chicago, Detroit, Texas, New Orleans, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, everywhere. Put it down, okay? Put it down. It's time. Put the guns and stuff down. Put the love up. And give Jesus a chance. Alright. Cool. Alright. Let's try that. I know it's not going to work overnight, but let's give it a try. And everyone else, just including everyone, if you're mad at somebody and you haven't seen people for years and they finally came around, don't hate them for what they did in the past. Don't hold a grudge against them. You know, not only for Christmas, for all year round. You know, I know it's a season to be green, no. But not only for Christmas, for every year. But Jesus don't just love us on Christmas. He loves us 365 days of the year. His love don't stop, non-stop, 24/7. 365 days. Okay? And people just need to do that, you know? And I'm sure things are going to get better with China and Russia, you know? Ain't nothing start yet, but I'm sure God is going to intervene and things going to calm down again, you know? And things going to get better, alright? So, there's a lot of things going on in the world, but time going to fix it. I know last episodes I talked about China and all that stuff, but I feel things going to overthink. Now, one of the in this episode that I want to get back into the basis of this podcast, because this podcast is about the strange and phenomenon that means UFOs, the shadow people, the men in black, and all the things that we don't see. Now, the shadow people is people that people have been seeing in the shadow. They say that a lot of people be talking about this. And they've been seeing it in the shadow, and they've been seeing shadow people. I mean, I talked about this on some of my other episodes too, and I looked on stuff on YouTube, and it's kind of believable. But I just want to know, do y'all see stuff like that? See people in the shadow, you know? Just look it up. Look up shadow people. I'm sure it got a lot of stuff on Facebook and YouTube, maybe Instagram too. And this is some heavy stuff people do believe in, and people claim that they see it. And it's very scary, you know. But this show is about the audience taking it to the last thoughts, you know? Let y'all be the judge of this. Are they real or not? And that's the point of this show. And let y'all be the final judge. Take it home. Think about it like, bull crap. Or maybe it's true. Or maybe if some of y'all say, hey, how you know about that? I seen something like that. You know? There's a lot of people in this country and this city, the great city of Baltimore, and all over the country, in New York, to Maine too, not only New York, all across the country and in the world. That people that have been seeing this, these shadow people and all. But I don't know. Maybe it is true. Maybe they are real. Maybe they do go boop in the night. You know? Okay? It's just... I don't know. I'm just thinking about it, you know? I really think that it might be shadow peep people. Who knows? You know. But never know, no. And never know. It was great to be back with family, you know. I had a good time with Michael and his girl and Talaitia and Moo and all of them, you know. that Moo, well, she's a trip. Wow. And this. Gotta make sure this thing is on. Okay. Just what I want. Thank you. Well, I guess it's not in, story, you know. It's not in the story, you know. I gotta work on that. Okay. Should sound bad, I don't know. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3, Ray. 1, 2, 2, 3. 1, testing. Okay, sure, some banana. Everything will look good. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry for people. I'm just trying to work out this. But my new computer is coming. That's right. My iMac computer is coming. It's coming. I'm just glad. I can't wait to use it. And just, I hope everybody can see and hear me real good. I'm using this old microphone. I just hope that sound good, but don't sound too slow or echo good. But everything going good, and I'm feeling good. But we still got those strange things. Kind of end this episode. I'm trying to just read, you know, think of things that I can put in. Because I ain't write no strip. Nothing like that. So, give y'all some more episode. And hopefully, y'all can hear me real good, and, you know, it's yes. But I haven't read none of the commandments, and I just like to thank everyone for listening to me again. Especially everyone in Baltimore. My ratings is really up. Really up. I mean, thank y'all. Thank y'all so much. And people across the country, y'all need to listen to this show. You know? California, Alaska, Washington State, Florida, North, East, West, South, New York, you need to start listening. My show is the bomb. I get to the day something that's going on in the world, you know? So start listening. It's a good show, you know. Really good show, and I think. Really, really good show. Distance, so I start less listening, you know. And this, why don't you just start listening, you know. And bring ratings up. But it's your choice. I just hope that you passed along and Star Trek fans, Discovery is going to get a 5th and 6th season. So, just look for Discovery fans, you know, we getting that, we get in that fifth and sixth season. And yeah, we gonna get that season. We gonna get the fifth and sixth season of Discovery. And this know we are. And this know we are. And we deserved it. We deserved season of Star Trek. So I hope that we get that season, and it's been good so far. I don't think we still have any standalone episodes because they still on that one thing, that topic. But hopefully we'll get some more exploring, and this is a different kind of Star Trek to me, and it's real good. You know, it's real good. They know they messed up at the first season, and beginning at the very first season, they know they messed up. But the show was already made. It's already begun. There was nothing they can do, you know, and they had to do what they had to do. They got there. Second season, they got the third season, so they had to push them in 900 years in the season, in the future, and the fourth season has been good so far. I love it. I love the fourth season. Now we got something called this black hole thing, tearing up the galaxy, going through the galaxy, destroying planets. They trying to find a way to stop it. But at the same time, we looking for new life forms, exploring. You know, Discovery get assignment, and they had to go get it. Go get it done. They go investigate it. So, it's not the same episode. It don't continue into the same episodes anymore. It's different episodes, different stories now. You know, still related to those stories, but like the Burn, Red Angel, that was this connected the whole second season, the first and the second season, and fans really didn't like it, you know. Third season, had some episodes stand alone. And the fourth season is trying to rebuild that, you know. And I think it's doing really good. And it's just a good show to me. I think, you know, my opinion. I see some comments on the phone talking about it's just like Picard at the first season, and I see some other comments and stuff like that. Boy, I can't wait to see what Strange New World comments are going to be like. It's always going to be haters. It's always going to be a person who's not going to like the show. I don't care if Strange New Worlds or Discovery. It's going to be a handful of people that's not going to like Strange New Worlds. You know, and they're going to write it. They're going to put it on, they're going to make an article about it. And they're going to post it on a computer, on a phone. I see it every day, posting the articles. And I'm like, what you thinking? You know, stop it. The show is running. The show is good. It's doing standalone episodes. You know. Leave it alone. Stop talking about it. You know? I don't even read the articles no more. They're just stupid. Once I saw that one article, that episode 4, season 4, episode 4, it's just like the first season of Picard, I have enough. So I don't read it no more, you know. It's on my Android, and I read the news, and I see Star Trek and GTA all the time. I see them all the time. They're the first two I see all the time. And they got an article on Discovery, season 4, episode 4. And it's not a good article. It's a stinker to me. If you say something good, don't say nothing at all. You know, say something nice, don't say nothing at all. Those people are doing a good, great, great job. In front of the camera and behind the camera. It's a good job at Picard and Next Generation did. And Deep Space Nine did. Voyager did. And also the original Star Trek did. They're doing a great job. And they Star Trek. It's Star Trek. And it's set in Captain Kirk's timeline. So, either like it or don't like it. Stop with your stupid comments, though. And Paramount, CBS, anybody from Viacom who do Star Trek and Paramount right now, you hear this? Keep making Discovery. Don't let them cancel the show. We want a fifth and sixth season. Michael Berman have that right. Gage Janeway, her 4 seasons, 7 seasons. Discovery need their 7 seasons too. Okay? Now, Picard is a different kind of Star Trek, you know. It's the Star Trek of the streaming service, Star Trek. So, I see if that get 4th or 5th season, because we don't have the whole crew, his whole crew with him. It's just him. And I think he ain't that special. You know, he wasn't that good a captain. Why should he get his own show? But the show is pretty good. I don't give it a 4-star. I give it like a 3 out of 7. But Discovery, I get a 5-star, 10, 10. No, yeah. I'll give it 10 stars, 20 stars, Discovery. And Deep Space Nine. And then Voyager. And then Next Generation. And then the original. And then two cartoons, Lower Deck, 10 stars, 20 stars. And then the other cartoon, Pixar, that's a good cartoon. That's good too. I like it. You know, so pretty good, everyone. So everyone, I know you'll see your TV shows is about to come to an end right around March and April, because they great close down for the season finale and everything. But like your shows, FBIs and your sitcoms, all those shows that you watch on streaming services and all, they get ready to shut down. But they will be back soon. And I don't think the streaming services show is going to shut down. But regular networks, they going to shut down for the season. For the summer and all. Like they do all the time and all. But streaming services, they bring the summer episodes, seasons up. And sometimes the regular networks have summer shows too, but don't really get into those. No. Yeah, as I said earlier in the show, that I ordered two computers, one big laptop, one little, and my iMac, Apple iMac computer. Now, it's not a brand new computer. It's not a brand new computer, and I ordered some books, but they never got to my desk. They could have been on the porch, and I went out and looked. The books was gone. So, I'm really keeping a close eye on my computer, you know, and I'm tracking it, you know. Yeah. So, hopefully God would let nobody mess with it and all, and it will be here. And I'm taking the 8th off so I can get the computer. But it was just 20 books, the books that I wrote. Burning Love and Ocean and Sky. I ordered 20 of those books. And they never put them on the porch, but I never seen them. So, who knows? You know, I will be watching though. You know, the neighbor here or the neighbor across from. Probably one or two, but we'll be watching, and don't worry, I will get the computer, you know, that's funny, because apartment two, they used to bring the stuff in for me, make sure I get it, but I think it's new people down there now. I don't know what happened to Mr. Paul. Because he'll bring it in, him and his sister. But I don't know what happened. Things got quiet for a while, and then now they're back again. So, it's a lot of, I'm just be glad when I get out of here, you know. Can't wait till next September. And the reason I'm waiting for next September, I'm trying to get a good, keep my credit score up, you know, pay, make sure everything's paid for, give me time to build money up, have an egg nest to fall on and all, like emergency money put away and stuff like that. And that's why I say I'm getting myself to September. And really, it's December, so I only got, like, 10 months. Because as soon as you get to January, it's going to be 9 months. So we only got 10 months. So got to get this. Make sure this gas electric stay paid. Make sure the rent is on a straight line, which I've been. Been paying the rent since May. Been sending it to the landlord myself. Been paying the gas electric. Well, sort of. That little story that I told you went a couple episodes back. But that's straightened out. It's all set up. Automatically payment. They're going to take it out the bank account. I call B&G. They say, okay, we got you. It's all set up. You know. So the cutoff letter don't mean a thing. Long as they get the money. Or they give me an extension until the 6th. Either way, they can do that. Or I pay it on the 3rd. I pay it before the 3rd. So, nothing about me. What about you? You ever been in this situation right around Christmas? I mean, a situation where you had to pay bills, and you had Christmas presents, and you have other stuff, but you just, things is not adding up. You can't stretch the money far enough to make everything meet. Or some of you have a miracle coming. You got a check in the mail, which you a surprise check, because you just paid the bills, and now you're wondering how you're going to buy your kids Christmas presents. But you just got this big fat check in the mail. And other people just sit back and be depressed because they can't get their children or their wife or children nothing for Christmas. I know the feelings, people. I've been there. And all I can tell you, it's going to get better, okay? Whatever situation you're in, whether it's in the last one, where you don't pay your bills, and you got a roof over your head, you barely got food, and got no help from your family, friends, and your children. You know, but it's stuff out there for people to get who don't have enough money to buy the kids something for Christmas. They have stuff downtown. They give out book bags and toys and stuff like that, and homeless shelters and stuff like that. And people donate toys and stuff, computers and stuff like that, okay? So just look at your local newspaper, search online, and if they just had one toy, each kid had one toy, believe me, they will be happy, okay? It might not be what they want for Christmas, but if they had that one action figure, that one pert thing, they will be happy. And people like myself and other people just got big hearts, you know, and we just got big hearts, and there's people out there will do it for you, okay? They'll look out for you. So just be good. Just be good, and Santa will make sure everything is okay. All right, boys and girls, especially the ones who are struggling, mamas and dads, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine, all right? That's not only here in Baltimore, that's across the country and across the world. All the little children, it's going to be fine. Right? Because each Christmas is going to get better than that old Christmas. Your dad's going to get that job. He's going to get that job again. And when he gets that job, he's going to make sure that y'all going to have a nice Christmas. Okay? Believe me, I've been there. Been to these jobs like Manscaped and Goodwill. Don't pay anything. All you do is get up in the morning, get a paycheck every 2 weeks, and give it away. And you have no money in your pocket. No money to take your family out. And you got to stay in the house all weekend. You know? And then when Christmas comes, people look at you like, don't you work? Don't they pay? And it's a struggle, you know. It's a struggle. It's a long, long road. And just don't give up. Just don't give up. Okay? Giving up is not an option. It's just not an option. So, like I said, everyone, it's going to get better. In time, the world going to get better. Not going to happen overnight. Not going to happen next year. Not going to happen next year. Hold on. But it's going to get better. We seeing it. We pray for the Build Back Better plan. That everything in that bill will get passed. Praying for the Democrats and Republicans that they will get better. And work for the American people, not for themselves. Including the next president, Republican or Democrat, Joe Biden or Trump or whoever take the office, that God would touch their heart and they would look out for the people who need to look out for. You know? I mean, I like Trump, but I don't like the things he did as president. He wasn't a president. And I don't like the Republican Party to support the things he did. Now, racist, I don't know. I don't know nothing about him being a racist. And all that stuff. That's just things that just throw it out there. And it just, you know, I've seen things on TV he did and stuff. And he said. But you really don't know the man from his heart. From sit down and talk to him, you know. He might be really a good guy, you know. In person, you know. Never know. This the way he act on TV, you know. What he did and all. You know. But he wasn't a good president. The first 4 years, he wasn't a good president. He just wasn't. So anybody in Donald Trump party, anybody in the Republican Party, get it together. You know. Get it together. That's including Democrats too. And the president. Democrat president. Come on, man. Come on, Joe. You didn't give us that second check like President Trump did. But come on. Get it together, man. Get control of your party, you know? Gotta get control of your party. It's just not there. Okay? Don't know what else to say. And got a lot more to talk about, though. Whole lot. That's why I got many more episodes to come. That's why I'm doing this on the Saturday, the 12th, the 4th, 2021. And I got more episodes coming. So it might be, these episodes might be marked on the December the 4th. But they won't be released on December the 4th. They will be released different times. And I'm just telling everyone around the country, listen to the show. Get back into the show and listen to it. Okay? There's more coming. Slowly, really slowly, but there's more coming. And if the sounds still echoing or still sound slow, I'm working on it. You know, I was just messing with some buttons and stuff like that as I'm recording this. So it might sound a little slow because I'm criticizing the over people who criticize me saying that my sound sounds slow. So I'm criticizing them. So what? You know, maybe your ears sound slow. But I listened to it and it sounds okay, but I'm going to play it back too. Just to see how it sounds. And thank you for listening, everyone. To my aunts, my mom, my dad, pops, and to all of my other family, Aunt Nancy, Aunt Diane, cousins on both sides, and always my children, Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, and Myra. And we love you. May the force of God be with you always. Live long and prosper. See you in the next episode. Bye.